On the 13th of August, the moon void of course starts at 8 o'clock whilst in the constellation of Aquarius. Mars also makes a trine with Pluto today, which is the strongest tomorrow at 10:27 p.m. and leaves completely on the 16th of August at about 12:59 p.m. but will still affect us till around the 19th of August as the energy just slowly filters out. So yeah, Mars trine Pluto, sex drives can be high and so can tension, arguments, you know, I want it this way, no, I want it this way and all of that, just over anything. Oh, I don't like your socks, why I love my socks, why I hate them. You know, just silly discussions can happen and cause just blowing things out of proportion. The best thing to do with this excess energy is to do some exercise, meditation, or anything else that is a release to you, such as a creative project, listening to music, going for a walk, doing some knitting, some other handicraft work, watching a film, whatever it is that makes you just feel less pent up and wanting to start wars with other people. So yeah, there can also be a risk of destructiveness and problems with authority. This energy can be used to make significant and radical transformations in your thought, behaviour and relationship patterns. So you know, the best use of this energy is to just to do work on yourself and do some self personal development. This power basically is best used to improving your own life or the life of others rather than try and control other people in situations. Just try and manage yourself. So yeah, if you have been putting things off, you can get them done right now. But watch out that you don't overwork yourself, which can lead to exhaustion and frustration. While thought out plans are best at this time, so write or voice record your strategy, giving yourself space for relaxation and some fun. Big successes are possible, especially on the psychological and emotional levels. Giving yourself space for relaxation and some fun. Big successes are possible, especially on the psychological and emotional levels. The sun also makes an opposition to Saturn at this time, which may cause some delays in your well thought out plans, and you may have trouble getting your point across to others. Still, if you have patience and persevere and go through the correct procedures rather than take shortcuts, you will reach your final goal. So as you can see, it's a very up and down sort of week with the full moon and with three planetary squares. But if you just plan for success, success will come. So yeah, that's the weekly forecast from the 7th of August up until the 13th of August. And I will see you next week. Take care. Bye-bye.